The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There we go. So hello, hello, everyone. And a warm, warm welcome. So for today's practice together, wanted to invite us to turn our hearts, our awareness to metta, which is tinged with joy, with delight, with this bright quality of happiness, which is so nourishing, so supportive for us as human beings in every, whatever the conditions of our lives are, whether we're going through a period of ease, yay, joy can support us in making it brighter and being of support to us, ourselves and others. And also, if we're going through a tough time, also there can still be space for joy. Joy can still actually especially be supportive if there are challenges and difficulties, so that sorrow, pain, dukkha doesn't become the entire measure of all that we see. It doesn't just suck the air out of the room. It doesn't become all there is. But we notice that actually, yes, maybe challenges are here, but yes, joy can be present too. There can be different guests present at the same time. There can be joy, there can be sorrow, etc. So with that, the invitation to turn towards joy today. And whatever you need, I will share with you during the guided meditation. So as you know, no experience, no previous experience necessary. So let's begin our practice together. So arriving in our body, arriving in this moment. As always, we begin with settling the mind, inviting ourselves to arrive gently with the breath, with embodiment. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, but to just sit or even lie down, if that's what the body needs. And connect, become aligned, unified. Feeling our bottom on the cushion. The contact points, really connecting. And letting our spine be aligned, our vertebrae. The sense of integrity and be uplifted from our sit bones. The more stable and wide our base feels, the more connected we feel, the easier we can sit upright, tall like a mountain that is well connected, well rooted to the earth. And as if there is an internal vertical pull, aligning us, aligning our heart, connecting our heart to our head, to our belly. Feeling connected. The breath enlivening. This verticality, this vertical pull. Connecting us to the earth and the skies. Well rooted to the earth. Uplifted to the skies. Allowing each breath as it moves in to fill out space of the heart, sense of alignment, energetic alignment. And see which part of this verticality needs more energy. If you're feeling a little too flighty or unsettled, scattered, then bring more attention to the lower part of this verticality, to the earthiness, connected to the earth. If you're feeling heavy, tired, sleepy, maybe more energy to the uplift. The chest, the upper part connected to the sky. I'd like to invite you now, while you stay embodied, feeling your bottom on the cushion, your feet on the earth, your legs on the earth if you're sitting on the cushion. Breath in the abdomen. While we feel, continue to stay embodied, connected, aligned in this body, to bring to mind someone who's easy for us to feel happy for, something that is going well in their lives, that we naturally feel happy for them. Choosing someone easy. Or it doesn't bring a sense of envy. It could be a child. Could be a pet you think of. Or a friend, or a relative, or anyone. Or you genuinely celebrate, you feel happy, you feel glad for them. You feel glad for them. There's something good in their lives. Anything. Maybe they're healthy after not having been healthy, or any other areas of life, there's a sense of well-being, gladness that they have, appreciation they have for an area of their life. Or even if they don't feel it, they're not so conscious in the case of pets, but you're glad for them. You're happy for their goodness, their good fortune they're enjoying. You're glad that they're glad. You're happy that they're happy. It could even be someone you barely know, as long as it doesn't bring up envy. Maybe they went on a trip recently. Maybe you saw the photos, say, on social media, and you're just glad for them. Even if you're not going on a trip right now, you're glad. Yay, somebody in the world had a lovely experience. Yay. Tapping into the generosity of the heart, generosity of your heart. I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you're happy. I'm happy that you're happy. May you feel nourished by your happiness. May your happiness continue. May it increase. May it never end. I had a friend today describe their hiking trip where they so delighted in the fall foliage, the colors of the leaves, the brightness, the beautiful display of the leaves of autumn. Their description, their happiness made me so happy. Vicarious delight, vicarious joy. See what might come up for you. This shared happiness, shared gladness, this interconnected web of humanity, bringing gladness in our heart as if it was our joy. Our joy, we experience it right here in this moment, gladdening our heart. Letting yourself relish, delight in someone else's happiness, vicarious joy, sympathetic joy. If we feel happy for other people's happiness, the sense of generosity of heart, generosity of spirit. So much gladness our heart can swim in, can delight in. Imagining, relishing this goodness, this blessing. How happy they are. And allowing yourself to rejoice with them, for them. Sharing their joy. I'm happy for your happiness. Joy is joy. Neurobiologically, our brains don't distinguish between vicarious joy, one, the joy we experience for happiness of others, and as if we experience it ourselves, is the same nourishing joy. Happy making, see for yourself. We're tuning into a sense of generosity of heart that feels happy with others' happiness. Breathing in their joy as if it's ours, lightening up our heart, lighting up our heart. If you wish, you can stay with others. If you like, now you can turn to yourself, this being who is you. The aspects of your life, this life, something. What are the blessings in your life? The gifts. You can feel happy for your own good fortune, your own happiness. Let your heart relish and shine. This is no time for feeling small or ashamed of your well-being or good fortune. Let yourself relish what is good. And you'll discover there is more than you knew, perhaps, or you acknowledged. focusing on the abundance. That is also present in your life. We can choose to focus on what's challenging, and we can choose to focus on what is good. See what happens if you make this choice. Does your heart feel more full with gladness, with ease, with delight, with gratitude? May my good fortune continue. May it increase. May it never end. Or simply, I'm happy for my own happiness. This being who is me. I'm glad for the goodness in their life. Whatever good fortune, blessings this being who is me enjoys, is graced with. May they continue, may they increase, may they never cease. I delight, I take joy in them. See if your hand, the palm of your hand, wants to be placed on your chest, your heart center, middle of your chest, connecting with yourself. The goodness, the gratitude for these blessings. Not to make darkness, only darkness, the measure of our existence, but our light, our good fortune, our goodness. Notice if this practice of joy for your own joy transitions naturally into gratitude. For the last moments of this practice period, appreciating our good fortune, for practicing together, for having met the Dharma, such good fortune to be able to practice, cultivate our hearts, our minds in this way. What a blessing. To get in touch with our own goodness, our inner Buddha, to benefit from the Dharma, the way things are, the teachings. Awakening teachings and Sangha, the good fortune of Sangha. May all beings everywhere have blessings in their lives, be happy and joyful. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. Well, I don't know about you, but I certainly feel lighter and more joyous than when we started. There's the sense of delight and joy. both for others' good fortune and for my own. And as I was saying, you know, neurophysiologically, our brains don't distinguish between gladness for somebody else's gladness and gladness for our own gladness. It's just joy. It's the same stuff. It's the same neurotransmitters. So, and we can feel that. We can feel into that, actually, when we experience just happiness, joy, gladness. So would love to hear your reflections. What did you discover? What came up for you? Bill says, that felt good. Thank you, Nikki. You are so welcome, Bill. I'm glad. Yeah, so glad. And yeah, you're welcome to raise your hand or type your reflections in chat. What did you discover? Do you feel lighter? Feel more joyful? Are you smiling? Yes, I see. So I see nods. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I have a reflection. And reflections sent to me personally, I won't read the name. I treat them as private, but I'll read the reflection. It says, it's great to end the week on a joyous note. Yes, I agree. It's the perfect Friday, or for those of you in Asia Pacific timeline, the perfect Saturday morning practice. Deborah says, I appreciated the opportunity to reflect on the simple joys I experienced today. I don't think I realized them until I looked back at the day. Oh, that's lovely. Yay. That's wonderful. Oh, and I missed this from Bill. Bill says, could you review what you said earlier about focusing on the lower or upper body depending on whether you are tired or scattered? Not sure I understood. Oh, okay. So when I was inviting you, there is this one way we can envision our body or is work with what can be termed as the energy body, energetically energy body. And there's so many different ways to work with the energy body. So, and don't stop listening thinking, wow, energy body, that's advanced. No, it's very simple. Let me explain it. So what I was bringing forth, inviting you to just have the sense of verticality, you know, as if there is a In your body, there's this pull. And if you're feeling kind of scattered and everywhere, then bring more attention to the lower part of it. Just feel grounded, like, oh, yes. And if you're feeling heavy and tired and sleepy, oh, then bring more attention, awareness to the upper end of this energy body, the uplift. So that's that. Thanks for asking, Bill. Karen says, I just feel more peaceful, a deep, quieter joy. Oh, beautiful, beautiful, deep, quieter joy. I love it. Vicky asks, when darkness arises, does one replace heavier reminders with lighter sensibility? That's an excellent question. So it depends. If darkness, or say if you're doing mudita practice, which is what we just did, vicarious joy. And if darkness, if heaviness, if sadness arises, you have two options. One option is to turn towards the darkness with kindness. So then your practice will become compassion because you're holding suffering, darkness with metta, with kindness. Then it becomes compassion and it's fine. Mudita, vicarious joy, and compassion, and metta, they're all related. They keep transitioning to one another. So that's one option. You can, if it feels appropriate, you can do it that way. Another option is you can say, hello, darkness, my old friend. I see you. It's okay. You can be here. I'm not going to push you away. You don't have to go away, but can you sit here and still be and hold witness as I acknowledge the light. And if it says, yeah, okay, I can hang out for a few minutes, let you acknowledge the light, then you can continue with the mudita practice, with the joy practice. And if it says, no, take care of me, then you can turn to compassion. So those are a couple ways you can go. Oh, it's so sweet. And here's a reflection from Yuka. Thank you for reminding me. I have everything. I just need to remember it more. Oh, that is so sweet. It just makes me happy to no end, the sense of reminding ourselves of the abundance. Oh, thank you for sharing that. Yuka, we've missed your poetry, the poetry in your words and in your practice. Yeah. So dear ones, it is time now to turn to practice in small groups, to share our joy. And actually, this is how we're going to do it. We're going to spend, so we're going to do it, this is the format. We'll go, it's going to be round robin. So one person will say what brings them joy, what they're grateful for. And the next person says what they're grateful for. And the third person says what brings them joy. So you just go around and around and listen to each other and feel mudita, feel vicarious joy for each other's goodness. And this is such a happy-making practice. It's as we've done this before in happy hour. It can be so happy-making. So I invite you to practice engaging, sharing your joy, sharing your goodness as a gift of generosity, allowing others to delight in your joy and for you to delight in theirs. So I've created the rooms and take care of yourselves, take care of each other. Here we go. Closed. So. We have a few minutes for reflections. What was that like? What happened? Especially if you haven't spoken, shared for a while, we'd love to hear from you. Raise your hand. Deborah says, we all agree this happy hour and the Sangha brings us joy. Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet. That's sweet. I see many of you smiling. Bill says, agreed. Barbara gives a heart. That's sweet. Oh, that's lovely. Yes. Anthony has a raised hand. Anthony, let's see. Physical hands I often don't see. Here, there you go. Okay. Anthony, please. Thanks for pointing that out, Christy.
Oh, no, that's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I agree. You know, I have much joy for the Dharma teachers at IMS, you know, and for you, Nikki, you know, for just sharing your wisdom with us, you know, giving your time and effort. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank you. And thank you for your practice. It's giving and receiving joy. Yeah, our good fortune. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Anyone else? Any other reflections? We have another minute. Oh, Melanie says, thank you, Nikki. Your joy gives me joy. Oh, you're sweet. And your joy gives me joy, Melanie. hand up. Let's see who has their, does Nav have their hand up? Wait. Let's see. No, I don't see your hand up. Where are you? There you are. Okay, there. Okay.
Hey, Nikki.
Hey.
I'd like to express gratitude to Zoom because I think, you know, this Sangha is not possible without this technology. And as the amazing group that I was in pointed out, it would be great if we were all physically together. But failing that, you know, I'm very grateful that we can meet this way.
Yes. Absolutely no. And given that you and Yuka right now, you're in Japan. Wow. Here we have this international Sangha from different places in the world and different time zones. Yes. Gratitude to technology. Gratitude to Zoom. And actually, I get chills saying this. It's amazing, right? 10, 20 years ago, who would let's just say 10 years ago, who would have imagined having this kind of international sangha that we come together and practice and get into small groups and share? So much gratitude, so much gratitude. So thank you all. That's beautiful, beautiful point to. Oh, I see Deborah, your hand. If it's quick, because we're running out of time. We're out of time, actually. Deborah.
Similarly, I mentioned that there are two. I have two new friends that I've never met that I've met through being in class with. One's in Singapore and one's in San Diego, and they're delightful, loving people. It's just boggles my mind how this happened. You know, it's all happened. It is a silver lining, and I'll mute myself.
Exactly. So much. Thank you, Deborah. Good night. So much joy. Yes. And Eileen says, I might have taken today's joys for granted if it weren't for this session. Thank you. And one more reflection. Oh, yes. You are so welcome, Carmen. Thank you. Oh, it's a note to me. So dear ones, thank you so much for your practice, for showing up with your heart, with your minds, with your full beings, and with your joys. And sorrows too, all of it included. May we all be happy. May we all be free. All beings everywhere. Thank you. Now I stop the